Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
I cannot believe it, seriously, that Amy Schumer is on my pod.
It is my deep pleasure and honor. This is the truth.
Do me a favor, never scroll up on our Instagram DMs ever.
What?
Don't scroll up.
You're hilarious.
Don't scroll up.
Did you stalk yesterday?
You?
Wait, yesterday stalk a woman
yeah.
was like, I've been doing press for the, you know, Life and Beth, and this yeah. woman yesterday was like waiting outside. And it was like cold, and I like ran into the car, and she's like, "Amy, I'm sorry I called you a bitch. Can I please have a picture? Ugh, I called you a bitch." I'm like, it's okay. So is it that you called me a
No! Why does your mind go negative?
No, I was just trying to
work that story in.
I thought it was so funny.
No, it'll be like, "I love you. Look at my page. I swear I'm a little funny. I could write like literally 20 like six," which I don't.
This is amazing.
I could be gross and like. Delete, but like, why?
I didn't know you had the option to do that.
You could unsend things.
I have a lot of unsending to do. Thank you so much.
So years,
I love
babe.
You.
Thank you.
I love the pod.
Really?
Yes.
Thank
and
you.
I can't believe I didn't see that. I also just realized, you know, when you like go, oh my God.
Yeah.
I sometimes send those messages to people hoping that one day they'll see.
Like who?
Brittany.
Really? You send her stuff?
And Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay. I could so see you getting in with Megan Thee Stallion.
We have met a couple times and we have a great rapport. I don't know what her deal is on Instagram, but I even like kind of said it to her. Like I was like, you know, when people say it to you and you're like, you know, people like not at all affiliated with the business and you're like, yeah, I don't like, you know, see whatever. And I felt like she was like, okay, you know,
oh,
but she's
you,
amazing.
You mean when people are like, I sent you a DM and you're like,
like
I
my
really...
mom's friend or right. right. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. A woman came up to me in the locker room at my gym the other day. Mm. And I was like, she goes, I tweeted a Me Too at you. And I was like, I wanted to empathize with her. But I was like, yeah, I haven't
I'm
read
so sorry.
A tweet in a really long time.
And it's also a really... Right, because then what are you saying? Like, if somebody comes up to me and is like, I'm like, I send you DM, and then you're like, I get a gazillion. Like, what are you supposed to say?
No, but it's not even like that, because, you know, you don't read
it
everybody's...
Goes,
right, it goes to a different file. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I bring this up a lot. T-Pain made a really funny, I don't remember if it was TikTok or something, when Instagram first started dividing the boxes or something.
Oh, okay.
And he realized he missed like collabs from like Mariah Carey. Like he missed like all this really good stuff. And he was just showing like Justin Bieber, like all the shit. But Britney, so you slid in.
It shouldn't have that much power, right? Yeah. But sometimes it does.
Let us
know. There's work on there. Yeah. Yeah. I slid into Britney's DMs for, you know, like I was like checking in on her years ago. Like I was just like, you know, girl, like just sending you love, like hope you're okay. You know, I've never met her. And then she mentioned me in her book. And I was like,
what did she say in her book? I didn't read it. I know.
Listen to Michelle Williams' voice. Read that book.
It's okay.
I mean, you have a lot of extra time, right?
A lot of it.
And Barbara Streisand.
So you listen. You listen to the audiobook.
I listen.
And what'd she say about you?
I knew that she like mentioned me. I had no idea what the context was. And she's like, she was talking about when she was like getting empowered to get out of the conservatorship.
Yeah.
And she said that she looked to comedians.
Like Amy Schumer.
Like Amy Schumer. She said my name first and I burst into tears.
Who was second?
I don't remember.
Was it all females?
I don't remember. I blacked out.
That is so exciting.
And it was so like because
how did
I love New Orleans
or something or like make it your profile picture.
I know. I wanted to keep it. I didn't want to exploit.
Frame it.
How can you frame? the book.
That page.
I was like, how can you frame an Audible book? And then I'm like, oh, right. People read books.
Frame it. Oh, my God. Oh, such a good birthday present for Amy Schumer would be framing that page, bolding that line.
Yes, please.
Can I tell you something that surprises me about you?
Yeah.
That I noticed in this latest season of Life and Beth. Sorry, guys, but I had access to the screeners, so I watched most of it. Don't want to show off or anything. It's so good.
Thank you.
You're so soft-spoken. Is this like, I thought at first that it was like for Beth, but now
so
I'm noticing that it's like real life.
You mean that I'm not like on stage, like screaming at like an audience of
right.
a couple thousand people?
Yeah.
No.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not.
You're like super chill.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm not on.
You're not on.
I'm not on. Should I get on?
No, don't be on. I love this challenge. I was thinking that with Beth, with the character that you play.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty close to me.
I was like, she's so like chill.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I'm chill.
You are chill. Did you celebrate Valentine's Day?
I was doing press.
Mm. Did you? I missed your post. I missed your.
My V-Day?
Did you? Well, I don't know. Did you have a really cute, kitschy V-Day post?
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I don't think I did. Our anniversary is the day before.
I saw that.
Okay. So we got each other cards. He's not on social media. Chris is not on social media. So it's like extremely performative when I post about him.
Right.
And not that I don't do that sometimes. Not above that. But yeah, no. Valentine's Day, I think neither of us really acknowledged Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But our anniversary was the day before. So
But you posted something funny. That. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about Valentine's Day and how people usually think it's like single people that would be the most like bitter and grossed out about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was feeling like married people would make sense if married people are the most like, this is stupid.
About like
Valentine's
the corporate
Day.
Sort of holiday of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we have like a young assistant who I was like, oh, I bet she has plans with her boyfriend because they're young and like, you know, stupid enough to love Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is Chris romantic?
Chris is romantic.
Mm.
He is. Yeah. He's like more romantic than me. Yesterday he goes, I want us to take ballroom dancing classes together. And I was like, I want that.
Yeah.
You know?
You're down.
I was like, that's really cute. Yeah.
That is really cute.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah.
I remember when he drew that picture of you. You mentioned that in Growing in your stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's romantic that he drew you.
I know. I know. I know. And it's, you know, it's hard when like, you know, I'm used to being so honest.
Right.
And if my son drew that, I'd be like, oh my God. You know, but I'm like, I have to keep it real with my husband. So I was like, I'm offended. This is insane, you know, but.
Wait, do you keep your son's art? It's such a
not
weird
really.
Thing, right?
No. And people are like, you can download it.
I know.
I don't know if I'm the worst mom for that.
I posted that the other day. I was going through it like getting rid of it. And then I was like, please don't tell me to download this app that will create a book. Like, this is literally a paper with like a paper glued on it. Like, he's not, if he was into art, but he's right. not.
He's never been like, where's the trait? Like, where's my hand? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, I'm terrified of if he ever does that.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. No keeping art. So don't feel bad, you guys.
Yeah. Don't feel
normalize
bad.
Normalize chucking all the art.
You guys, listen, you know me. I usually wear loungewear, sweatpants, and when I need to get dressed, you know, sometimes I nail it, sometimes I don't. Everybody, you know, everybody needs help. Even the celebs, they get help, okay? And they even mess up with the freaking help. My point is here to say Stitch Fix is here to help us. I don't know if you guys have heard of Stitch Fix. I've used it before. I wasn't subscribed because you don't have to subscribe. It's a service that you can just use whenever you want. And with Stitch Fix, you fill out a quiz, all of your styling needs you put there and your fashion and your style, for lack of a better word, but to the point of like skinny jeans versus flare jeans, high versus low rise, everything. Like, do you like when long sleeves are long sleevey, or do you like when they hit just, you know, your wrist? And really, they get really specific, and then a Stitch Fix stylist sends you a fix, it's called, with up to like 5 items, I believe, and that costs $20, okay? And then what you keep, the $20 will come off of that. And what you send back, it's free returns, free shipping all the time. It's just really freaking amazing. And they set up entire outfits for you. I've had a really, really great experience with Stitch Fix. So I highly recommend it. No subscription required. Okay. They really give you all the outfit recommendations and pro styling tips you need. And you send back the rest. It's so freaking easy. Style so good, you can feel it, you guys. Get started today at stitchfix.com/notskinnybutnotfat, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/notskinnybutnotfat. As I'm sure you guys already know, because you're savvy and you're modern and you're of today, okay, gut health is the most important part of our health. They say that the gut is like the brain of the body. So it's really the most important to have that be regulated and keep it as balanced as possible. If you guys haven't heard of the best probiotic out there, it's called Seed DS01, and it's a daily symbiotic, and I love it. And my sister just stole one of my new boxes because she said that she needed it, because she was on antibiotics, but then she kept the whole thing. So no problem, Arielle. It's so easy to fit Seed into your daily routine, okay? Like, it doesn't need refrigeration, and I have been on some probiotics that are medical and they need refrigeration. It becomes hard with travel. So you can travel with this, and you also get a free travel vial from the welcome kit. So it allows you to take your DS01 on the go. Listen, if you want to pay attention to what you're putting in your body and you want to avoid things like synthetic ingredients and chemicals, and you want a brand that really focuses on rigorous scientific testing, and you want the best brand out there, that's Seed, you guys. So trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/skinny and use code 25skinny to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/skinny. Code 25skinny.
So Michael Cera kind of plays your husband.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you know that his new CeraVe commercial is because his last name is Michael Cera?
He keeps things on the low. Like, he didn't tell me anything about, like, I knew he was going to like film a commercial for the Super Bowl, and I was like, yes, get that money, honey. But yeah, he didn't tell me the premise. He likes for even his friends to be kind of surprised by his. Yeah, he was on Celebrity Jeopardy for like a couple rounds, and he wouldn't like tell anybody how far he got. We had to like tune in.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but I loved it. I thought it was so funny.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you have him in mind for like playing your?
Yeah,
your
partner? I couldn't believe
that he would do it.
I was sure he was going to say no, because he's so picky. I was like, there's no way.
And you thought, even though you're friends, that he would be like, it's not.
We had only met once before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we weren't friends.
And
really.
Now you are.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he said yes, like, after reading the script.
Mm-hmm. Because I had all 10 of them, you know, it was like Senate, And it was, and I just kept waiting for him to bail, but
he didn't.
He didn't, and now it's too late.
He's so perfect in it.
I know.
I was just telling Regina, who's here on the way, because I was showing off that I watched the second season. I was like, somehow this is like his, like, the most like attracted that I've been to him in a role.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Do you know what I mean?
He's a heartthrob.
Like it, and especially in this, I feel like.
Good. Yes. Yeah. I saw him on Amy Sedaris's show, At Home with Amy Sedaris' show. And it was like this episode that he was on. And I was like, Michael Cera grew up, everybody. And yeah. And,
right. Because we remember him from like Superbad, right, or something.
Like Juno.
Right.
And you're
right.
Like, yeah.
He grew up. Fucking men that get better with age.
What's that all about?
So annoying.
It's not cool.
No, it's very annoying. And he plays your husband, who you've been so open about him having high-functioning autism disorder.
Yeah.
And you didn't mention it at all in the first season.
No, we hinted at it. You
right,
know?
Right. Yeah. And then in the second season, you explore it and you go through like the getting him tested, which I remember you talking about doing that in real life too.
Yeah.
Was it just like that, the experience?
It's not like a total autobiography, but it was a rocky road to get diagnosed. You know, even us with every privilege, it was still really difficult, and it's still so understudied and stigmatized. And like, there aren't many people of our generation who are like out with autism, you know? And so it was, there were a lot of similarities, like that he went and it was like a children's center.
Right. Because adults don't usually explore that.
Right. And then a doctor being like, nah, it's fine. Just like live your life. And, you know, these things where there are points, like, you know, it's a very personal thing. I don't think like everybody needs to go get tested and get diagnosed. Like it's, you know, it's everybody's own decision. And the spectrum's so huge. It's not like there's this one kind of person on the spectrum, you know? And so some people have low functioning kids and whatever. And it's like, and I don't want to minimize that in any way. It's like, but like, you know, Chris and I, like there, it's marriage is a struggle. And there are parts of it that are hard, but I would choose him out of anyone I've ever met in my life. And he's also an amazing partner.
Yeah.
So yeah. And it's just once people are, oh, autism, like they don't really know what it means and whatever idea they have of it. You know, I've talked about it before, but it's like, you know, it's a whole person and that's like just part of that.
Right.
And so it's very brave that he was down to share.
Yeah. And he's down for you to share and like in your shows and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what I was wondering, even watching, was it Unexpecting Amy that you explored that?
Yeah.
That I was like, how is it helping that he's getting this diagnosis? Like just understanding it, or are there things that you can do?
That's an amazing question. Other than just for me, what's been amazing is having more clarity and understanding that he's not, that it's not personal. Like, you know, these things like that you could feel very like hurt by.
Yeah.
But then understanding that about his brain being different than mine, it's like, okay, let me take that into consideration because you can't take it personally or be like offended, you know? So like we went to a play the other night. He met me there and Cola Scola, Oh Mary. And then we walked out and he's like, okay, well, I took my bike, so I'll see you at home, you know? And I'm like, it's like a date night, you know? Yeah. And then he's like, okay, check you later, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. And so, I, you know, later I said like, hey, that kind of hurt my feelings. And
oh, you said,
Yeah, I'll tell him. I don't like, you know, get.
Does he learn for the next time though? Like in a situation like that, like, will the bike thing then not happen again?
It probably will in some other way.
Yeah.
But the thing that we've learned is to have really clear expectations. And there was just this article about autism and the male brain, because I had a joke like autism or just a man, you know?
But that's what I was thinking the whole, like my husband literally woke me up this morning. Like it's a wild, he like manages the, like I don't look at the bank account.
Yeah.
And I guess he was like going over it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping and he walks in and goes, what's the $300 check? And I'm like, put waking me up aside.
Yeah.
You're expecting me to answer like, so, yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, do I need to take him And there are many moments like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm like, it really is. Are you just a man?
You're just a man. There were some things that were like very specific. That is why I sort of went online and was like, is this possibly a thing, you know? And I don't know. It's been such a like journey to understand, and we're still like totally processing it, you know?
Does that mean that you could be more honest with him because like that his nature is so honest with you?
No.
It doesn't work both ways.
I don't think any man like wants any sort of criticism.
Right.
or feedback.
Yeah. Not only Michael, Sarah, I mean, and obviously you, but you had so many guest stars this season, especially Jennifer Coolidge. Such a different role for her, too.
Oh, than, my
like,
God.
She didn't even have her, like, Jennifer Coolidge voice in this role. Do you know what I know. Mean?
Oh, my gosh. I know. I didn't think about that. That was the funniest. I think that was the hardest I've ever laughed in my life was like, filming off. That. Jennifer and Amy Sedaris they switched roles in, like, I don't know, a week before or something.
What do you mean? Oh,
Amy was supposed to be the psychic.
Psychic and she... And, really?
Yeah. And Jennifer was supposed to be the wedding planner. And then I don't know if it was scheduling or what, but they flipped. And I think Jen said like two lines that were in the script and the rest. And there's, if you had any hope for getting like the same dialogue twice.
Yeah.
No, but we've been friends for a long time. And I knew what I was signing up for. I'm like, we'd filmed a sketch together on my show back in the day. But I mean, we were crying, laughing. Like it was.
Oh, that's so fun.
It was painful. It was painful to get through that.
Like, to get through those.
Because like when you can't stop laughing, you really need to. And the whole crew is like, we are tired. And you're like, do you see Jennifer's like,
excuse
wig
me, you guys,
right now?
Like you're witnessing a moment. Be grateful.
No, I think everybody was really proud of it, but we were in this like. You know, location.
Did you shoot in New Orleans?
Yeah,
oh, you actually went down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And do you guys really have a personal connection to New Orleans, you and Chris?
Yeah, we have a place there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We are obsessed. We love it.
Really?
Yeah. The best food, the best people.
Damn.
Yeah. I want to like shoot. I can't say everything there because I love shooting here too, but.
You love shooting there.
Oh, yeah. The crew there was.
So wait, so you knew you wanted like these people, I mean, Margaret Cho, meaning Fiddlestein. Did you know you wanted them to just be part of the season? You didn't know which character, or did you kind of have them in mind for the characters?
I did not have them in mind. I didn't have anyone in mind.
Really?
Yeah. But did you call her Beanie Fiddlestein?
Like, Fiddlestein.
Fiddlestein? What? Does the card
did I say it
that?
Wrong?
Beanie Fiddlestein is insane.
Stop.
It's Beanie Feldstein.
Oh my God, Amy. You made it sound like her last name is like Hirsch.
And but Fiddlestein is like so specific.
Say it again. Say it again.
Feldstein.
Oh, Feldstein. Beanie Feldstein.
I feel attacked for her.
For like a Jewish woman?
Yeah.
Feldstein.
Wow.
So you had Michael Rapaport who plays your dad.
Can you believe that?
No.
I don't know how we get away with that. And Laura Benanti being my mom.
I love
her. And they're like my age. But somehow it works.
I love your moments in the show that just remind me of me. But you have these like moments where you're like being your funny self, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when you're at the doctor and you're like, and he's like, are you like getting married? And you're like, no, because I'm so young.
Yeah, I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. Like I love those moments so much.
Thank
it's
you.
Just such a good show. It has like a different pace than like most shows. You know, it has like a different vibe. I don't know how to explain it.
Tone problems? No. I think we got better with it the second season, but it just goes back and forth between being like really dark and laughs. So
yeah.
I mean I could see that being hard to sink into.
No, in a good way of like, it's not like this dramatic. It's just like this like story about life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love shows like that.
Oh,
how did
good.
The idea come to take your life and make it a show rather than non-autobiographical?
Yeah, I think I was pregnant.
When you started?
Yeah, and we were in this house in the Catskills that I like grew up going to, and I, and being back in this environment, because my family had lost this place, like, you know, we went when I was a kid. It's not like a fancy place, you know, it's like this, you know, place we, I grew up going to when I was a kid. And then when my family went bankrupt, we lost it. And then when I made money, I bought it back.
Like that specific house you looked for in the market.
Yeah. And damn, it was like, you know, it was under 100 grand. It was like, you know,
yeah,
but it was meaningful to me. And so I think being in this environment where like my body had been for so many years, you know, the smells, the sounds and all the memories, I just, I don't know, it's probably just insanely triggered and
started writing.
And that's how I process things.
Through your writing.
Through my writing. So yeah, it's been helpful.
It was like cathartic to write it.
Yeah. And painful and fun. And yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Michael Rapaport, he grew up on the Upper East Side. You grew up on the Upper East Side.
Well, I grew up on Long Island.
Like, but yeah, like how many years you were born on the Upper East Side?
I was born at Lenox Hill, same place as my boy.
I gave birth there too. Aww. It's nice.
Beyonce suite?
Well, you were in the Beyonce suite, right? No, I wasn't. I was in a private room, but you were in the Beyonce suite, huh?
Yep.
Well, you deserved it, babe, for thank the fucking, you, what you went through.
I mean, it's like, when we say Beyonce suite, it's it's just like a hospital room with like a bathroom attached to it. You know what I mean? It's, yeah, like, there's nothing.
Like, you get humbled when you give birth.
Yeah, there's no, it's like, yeah, saying the Beyonce suite is hilarious what someone could picture because it's just a hospital room.
Yeah.
But it had two beds in it.
Yeah.
Which is huge. I mean, that, I don't want to, yeah, minimize, right, that, you know, but it's still like.
Just so you know, like when I'm pregnant and complaining, even my first pregnancy, like I'd be like, think of Amy Schumer.
Oh my gosh.
No, really. Well, like, I, you were such a beast. Like, you took it. You fucking, you had hyperemesis. You were throwing up a gazillion times a day.
I just got, I got blood work today and I have bad veins. So they had to like poke me a couple times and it just was all coming back to me. And I started like crying just because I had so many IVs and just to keep me going.
You were, wow. And it didn't end. Like usually they're like nausea, like first trimester and you till the end. And didn't you tour?
Yeah, I toured. You're, I made crazy, a special.
You literally were touring, vomiting. On a train, like you're insane.
For your first, did you have a sense of like, I better hustle because like I am gonna be out of the game for,
well, I was scared to even get pregnant because I wasn't nearly doing what I'm doing now. So it was kind of like,
you wanted to get to a place.
I wanted to get to a place, but yeah, then that felt like, I was like, everything else is lined up. The place isn't like where I wanna be, but like whatever. But what I always say now, which is so kitschy and cheesy, but it's like, I want to remind people and tell people that it's not, it doesn't bring you down. Like, you can still keep doing your shit. I call it, you could be a mom, still be a dumb bitch, because like, you could still be a dumb bitch.
This is making me tear up.
Why?
It's because it's so sweet. It's so true. And women need to hear it. It's so hard.
It's really not, you know, you could be like, in Hebrew, you would say like a baby is like mazel or, you know,
mm-hmm,
but it's like, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying literally you can have a baby and still do the things that you like.
Yeah.
Watch the shows that you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're busier and like your life gets more hectic. But right, so many of the good shit in my life happened after he was born.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So right. I like to remind people of that because like, not just like go procreate, but like if you're like just scared shitless because of career stuff.
And you think your life's going to be over.
Right. It's, yeah, really not.
It's not. It's, you know.
So you thought it a little bit. That's why you were hustling so bad when you were pregnant.
I think it was subconscious,
mm,
but yeah, I was like, yeah, I felt, I don't know if it's because I was so sick, but like.
No one said rest?
No. No one said rest. No one said rest.
Like, how didn't anybody stop you?
I know. I think it was because that's how I was surviving. I was so sick that if I didn't have anything to distract me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I would have made it.
Like
it,
you would be depressed.
Like there's, it's something else. It's, you know, women have PTSD when they have hyperemesis. It's
did you?
Yeah, I have. I was like crying today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a huge trauma to be not able to keep food down for your own baby's survival and your own survival. It was, it's really, and there's just a, finally a study because a female scientist got it. So, but it's like there's a special hormone or like a gene that people have that makes them prone to, you know, sort of motion sickness or hyperemesis gravidarum. If you're really sick,
yeah,
and you're puking, look up hyperemesis.
And you can't do anything aside from
none of the medications.
Amy Schumer and Kate Middleton had it.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else? Did anyone else like kind of famous had it? Like, I don't know. Whatever helps someone for nausea.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, be it edible marijuana or anything you need to survive, I would never judge you.
Yeah. No, it's wild. I swear, like when I would gag like from like brushing my teeth, I'd be and I'd be like,
oh my gosh.
No.
No, but I don't want.
It made me stronger. I was like, suck it up. Like, you know, people really have it worse.
And I have to reject that because that made me not want to put it out because I didn't want to be like, because your pregnancy is such a personal experience right. that I we didn't even know what we were making. I think I was just documenting it because it made me feel better and less alone. And then it was like, this seems helpful to put out, you know, because it's not like I was like cashing in on that dot, you know, there's no money in documentaries, but whatever somebody's going through, it's their own thing. And somebody has had it way worse than me, you know?
Yeah, right.
Just like.
Okay. It helps me though.
Yeah.
It helps me to.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, you know, women of color are 10 times more likely to die during childbirth just because doctors don't listen to them. The book All in Her Head is good.
Thank you for adding to my book.
You're going to leave here with such a list.
I'm going to start really just reading a lot of books.
Wait, what's your favorite children's book to read right
now? Noah?
Yeah. Do you have like one that's like good right now?
No.
Not really?
Do you?
I love Bodies Are Cool.
Gene is 4.
He's going to be, yeah, he's 4. He's
going to turn 5.
5, yeah.
Wild.
Isn't that insane? How old's Noah?
He's going to be 4. Is a year younger.
You know what's fun?
The best.
Is Mo Willems' books, like The Pigeon, like Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus. You know, they start getting cute and like yelling back at the book, like, no pigeon. And that BJ Novak book, The Book Without Pictures, is cute.
Oh, BJ Novak has a children's book. People are doing that now. So does like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Yeah. So many people. Because, you know, you're at the bookstore and you go like, what? You know. What
is this? Do you spoil him?
Yeah, because I was touring.
Yeah.
And I would just be like he just learned that my job isn't making toys because I would I would like come home for being gone for 4 days or something like Santa Claus, you know, with just crap that he would just, you know, look at once and throw away because I had such deep mom guilt.
Do you ever feel like you're like overcompensating for how you grew up or no?
Not really. But his relationship to like toys or getting a gift or something, I can't really relate to, especially with we had like a phase where we were desperate during COVID, like so many parents. And so he'd be like watching whatever YouTube kids thing and they'd be like opening gifts or something. I don't know. These like young, you know, I don't remember their names, but these
the
videos,
bad YouTube video, like the less educational ones.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, then like I sort of got empowered to be like, it's up to me. I don't have to let you watch anything.
Right.
You don't need these things. So
right.
I would be like, so I think, you know, the sort of whatever people have gotten into, you know, watching people open, right. Which we're now doing as influencers. Oh my gosh. Whoops. Anyway.
I love that you call yourself an influencer.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Swipe up.
Sorry. Smash that subscribe button, y'all.
I know. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that Easter is happening, okay? And it's happening actually early this year. The Easter Bunny will be arriving on March 31st. That's a Sunday. It is time to get your pastel outfits for you and the whole fam. Get your brunch ready, get your serveware ready, and guess who has you covered? Macy's. Macy's has you covered for every holiday and every in between. We always throw it back to department stores, right? Like today, everything is so niche. There's like a whole store for like tablecloths
And you're like, how do you survive? There's a whole store for compression socks. Like, how are you making rent? Macy's has it all. It's literally a one-stop shop, you guys, for everything. If you want to go to the same spot to pick up a watch, sneakers, a handbag, but also silverware, like Macy's. Okay, so now that Easter is coming up, you need one place to kind of prep everything. Easter or Passover, by the way. Macy's has you covered. They also have Toys R Us Easter basket goodies. So they have from books to stuffed animals and even slime. So lots of good stuff for kids. And you can find that in store, which is always a fun experience, or by going online to Macy's.com. Again, get yourself covered for the next round of holidays at Macy's.com.
Were you a daddy's girl?
When my sister was born, my younger sister, I knew I needed to kind of turn it up.
Yeah.
And so I got kind of closer to my dad then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is he doing?
He's the same. You know, he's in a wheelchair. He has MS. And he's really funny. He's just funny. I called him on Valentine's Day.
That's cute.
Yeah. Because your parents, like, parents care about Valentine's
Day. Wait, did you get anything for Gene on Valentine's Day?
I wrote him a Valentine.
Oh, that's cute.
And, you know, you got to get the Valentines for class. All the parents were so impressive with their Valentines.
I'm so happy I didn't have to do that.
Oh, they don't do Valentines?
Well, he goes to a Jewish school, so I feel like they don't do things that are, like, just not Jewish.
It wasn't, St. Valentine wasn't Jewish.
So I'm like, wait, that's so nice that I didn't have to do that for, like, all the kids in his class.
Right. And, like, I never told him about Santa, but he's still, like, just from being at school.
With, yeah. He's, no, he's like, obsessed with Santa, yeah, too. I would take him to see. I get it. I get that it's more. We have a menorah.
Yeah.
It's just as fun.
Yeah. I light the Shabbat candles, Gene, like, thinks it's Hanukkah. Oh, you do that? Yeah. And really? he's like, and now I get a present? And I'm like, this is not Hanukkah.
Did your parents read the script for Life and Beth?
I talked it through with them. My mom read the script and then watched the whole thing. There was nothing she flagged. She's very down.
Wow.
Yeah. And my dad.
My mom would be offended if I, like, literally. My mom would get offended over anything. So
really?
That's really cool of your mom. Like, she would think that everything. You probably had to have a conversation that was like, okay, it's not like. Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. I think she likes that Laura played her. I think my mom is extremely pretty and Laura's beautiful, of course. So I think she likes that. But sometimes Laura's character would say something and she'd be like, well, that's not me, you know, but then she'd be like, I bring my own Splenda with me everywhere. And my mom would be like, Amy, you know.
Yeah. She would see like the little snippets of herself.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's very down to, like, own her mistakes. And, yeah, it's very cool. I understand it a little bit because you just love your kids so much. You're like, whatever. You can, like, spit in my face and I will be obsessed with you forever.
Yeah. Did you ever have a time, because I know you moved back to New York after you went to college. Did you ever have a time, like, in L.A. period where you were, like, out there?
No.
Hollywooding? Really?
No. I lived with a boyfriend in Santa Barbara and I was a pedicab driver. Like, when I was, like, early 20s, but I never, like, lived in L.A.
And do you not like it?
I never feel, like...
At home there?
No. I don't... I cannot imagine living there.
Really?
Yeah.
You're very
Did you live there?
No. I'm not
meant for it.
I think I was in your old house that you...
With
Ben? Yeah. And I was, like... This looks familiar because it was featured on your show a lot.
Yeah. Kim came over.
Right.
Yeah.
In that house. And I was like, oh, my God, how'd you move out of that? Such a special apartment. So cool. What I love about it is the building doesn't look like fancy.
Right.
But that's what I love about New York is, like, you can literally, right? Like, just
such a beautiful apartment. It had balconies almost in, like, the entire way around.
Yeah.
And you can't really have, like, a toddler up there.
It's not, like, kid friendly.
No.
Yeah.
Like, was thinking of, like, Eric Clapton songs and being like, we better get the hell out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
But what do you think about raising kids in New York? Do you feel like it's, like, doable, cool?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I don't know. I want to reserve the right to move if that happens. Yeah. But
Would you do Long Island?
No, ma'am.
Long Island?
I couldn't do Long Island.
You couldn't?
No,
You're making me want to because of the show.
Oh, well, you know my girls are there. My girls are there. And so I go plenty. My mom lives there. But I love that, you know, that it's such a huge melting pot of people in Manhattan. Like, you don't, like, notice if someone walks in and there's, like, a trans person or, you know, different nationalities or disability. And, like, I feel like on Long Island, it's a little more, like...
It's, like, more sheltered there.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that, like, the people are, you know, like... My friends
are cool,
are my best friends, and they're incredible people. But it's not like New York.
It's not like New York.
No.
And I was saying this before when you read the book for your friend that didn't want to read the book, that you're a good friend. And you know what it reminded me of? I remember used to take your friends on vacations all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe this was before marriage and Gene, but do you still?
Yes.
That's fun.
It's not like... I used to joke that it was like so they would keep me in their lives, yeah. But it's because we love being together. It, you know, it's just like there's nothing like hanging out with your friends.
But it's so nice that
childhood.
You like take. I think Sharon Stone was just in an interview being like, I don't know if she was complaining about it because I didn't read the whole thing. I just saw the headline where she was like, whenever I go out with my friends, I have to pay the bill. And it's like whatever she was saying, like $30,000. And that also made me think of when you were taking your girls on vacation.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I'm like, if our schedules work out, because they all have kids and everything, you know, yeah. Jobs. So, but because we want like a week together, you know,
like just you.
Yeah. It's no never kids. Long enough. No, no. With the kids.
Oh,
now.
With the kids and everything
with the kids now. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. And the husbands.
Yeah. I mean, it's always better for it to be just girls.
Right.
If I'm being honest.
Right. Did you always know you wanted to be a stand up?
No.
Not at all.
No, no.
Well, you were voted class clown, I saw.
That's right.
Yeah. So
you did your research. Yeah. I didn't, like, I watched some comedians growing up, but that wasn't ever, like, really my thing. Like, I was funny, but I never thought of stand-up.
So how did it happen?
I was funny. My friends would be like, you should be on SNL someday, you know? Like, that's the thing. And
yeah.
And then, you know, but I was at theater. I was always a performer. And then I went to college for theater. And then I tried improv. Like, I did, like, some... scam classes that you have to pay for, you know. I don't know if those still exist, but Backstage used to have like,
yeah,
you know, and you go and it's, and then they'd be like, and just give us $50 a month or a week or whatever, and you can be in this improv troupe. And it was just absolutely a scam. But one of the girls in it did stand up, so I was like, I went to see her and I was like, I think I could
really
maybe try it. Seemed fun, and then it went well enough when I
tried
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an insane story, like to something that's your career that you kind of like didn't even think you were going to do.
I still think I think there might be a time where people are like, I didn't know that she did stand up. You know what I mean?
You're doing so many other things. Acting,
yeah, just because life
writing.
Keeps going, you know, yeah. Like I hope. I
Is
hope
it
so.
Still like your favorite part of what you do?
No, it's not, because now that I have a child, I don't really want to like tell jokes about him.
And do you have to?
No, but my stuff is so personal. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because you were dirty. You were a dirty girl.
Yeah.
You were dirty. Like before, like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
A lot of your earlier stand up was like sex and things like that.
Yeah. But it was just talking about it. It was never like saying that I like loved it. You know what I mean? Like I was never like, oh.
Yeah.
It was just dealing with those issues. And
the single life
and wanting like women to feel empowered. I'm sorry to say it.
Why are you sorry?
I don't know. It just sounds, you know, when you say, you know, I'm not trying to like be like, you know, as I'm wearing my, you know, row.
Well, babe, you're empowering.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love your last show, Emergency Contact. You had a Hilaria Baldwin reference there. I feel like I say this to people and tell me if I'm wrong. You started the Hilaria Baldwin thing. It goes under the radar a little bit.
I feel seen.
But like,
I feel seen.
But
heard.
Like, you.
I did not mean to.
No, you didn't. You were doing one of your like funny things.
Yeah, I posted a picture.
That you were like as hot as her. Or
I
your
posted
face
a
on
picture.
Her body.
No, I didn't put my face on her body. I just posted a picture of herself holding her baby, and she was wearing lingerie. She had like a like an infant. And then I was like, Gene and I are having the best new year. You know, oh, I just posted that picture.
Yeah.
And then it sort of, I don't know, whatever. And then she like commented, you know, we were kind of joking around going back and forth. And then.
Oh, so she was down with it.
She was down. Yeah. She was like being a great sport. And then like the momentum picked up. And sometimes I forget that like if I say something, it might become like a headline.
Yeah.
You know, and so it got picked up. And then I was like having fun with the bit and like want, you know, and then I was like, oh, this is like gone too far.
It went.
I had no idea though. I didn't.
Well, it's COVID. People were bored too.
Yeah. It and was, like, did I think that maybe that was the situation? No, of course not.
No. But that it's wild that that's what spiraled it. I'm blocked by Alec, by the way.
Oh, really? I wonder if I'm blocked by Alec.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know. He's so nice to me. He's funny.
Still nice to you?
Well, no, I haven't seen him since then. I'm sure he wants me dead.
Yeah. No, I was just talking about it. I was fascinated by it. I wasn't a hater on it. I was more like, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, this is really, you know, a funny thing. And it was sad, the Alec moment, you know? Another thing.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. That's yeah. Not, you, like, don't, Alec, you don't want there to be that, like, you know, that out there in the world.
Yeah, but I thought she was, like, fast. I thought it was, like.
It's really hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah, it was a hard thing. But do you feel like, I was just saying this yesterday on Instagram, because people were like coming for J-Lo, and I was like defending J-Lo.
When were they coming for her?
They always come for her.
Yeah, they always
And I was
her.
Like, why is there this thing where there are people that you're allowed to come for anything, and then there are people, and I am talking about like celebrities and Hollywood.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
And then there are people that you can't say like their jacket was ugly. Like you'll be demolished.
Yeah.
But J-Lo, and I was like, I need this list and like who decides on the list,
right?
Because I feel like there are people that, you know, people are down with shitting on. The Kardashians, J-Lo. Do you think that you're in that category where people
feel very comfortable like shitting on me?
Like, yeah. They can get mad, like the Nicole fucking Kidman thing.
I know. There's a lot of passion out there for me. And
like, it goes both ways, though.
It goes both ways. Yeah. And so I could focus on that. And it doesn't feel good when the whole internet's mad at you. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It does not feel good. And I don't wish that on anyone if they don't deserve it. But
handle it like you know how to. You have thick skin.
I mean, it's been a long time that people have been coming for me. So, yeah, it's just about how I'm feeling about myself.
So what, like, if we try to do a thesis of like why?
Like why?
Why there are certain people that people are comfortable.
I think they're mad that I'm not thinner.
You think?
I think they're mad I'm not prettier and that I still feel like I have a right to speak.
Really?
And I think that they don't want any woman to speak.
Mm.
I mean, what woman has ever opened her mouth and not
been criticized?
Been like torn to shreds.
Do you ever look at Kim Kardashian in moments like that and think like she has to deal with so much?
Yeah.
Like even when I deal with the smallest thing, I'm like, I think of Kim.
Yeah.
Like she knows how to deal. And she also does the thing that you're supposed to do, which is not say anything about the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a good friend too.
Right.
You know, like she'll show up.
Yeah.
And she, it seems like these people, I think some people have media people being like,
right.
You know, and also when you can't help but speak up and when you should pipe down.
Right. Because I mean, I get the urge to want to, but if I was Kim, mm-hmm. I'd want to defend myself every day. Be like, that's not true. I wasn't there. You know what I mean?
I definitely have had those instincts and have been that person.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Hopefully I'm getting better at navigating
it's social media. So you hosted the 2022 award, like Oscars.
Yeah.
Which was so good.
Thank you.
This year, there was like some stuff. I wanted your insight on like.
Wait, what was the stuff this year?
Like Joe Coy, people got mad. The Taylor Swift joke.
That was
like
the Golden Globes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I meant like award shows in general.
Yeah.
And like, were you like, oh, like, can't even write that. Like, wish people weren't feeling like mad.
About Joe?
Yeah. Like, should we take our anger up with the host if a joke is made?
I don't remember what. People were, it started because he said something about Taylor Swift.
Right. The NFL, that they're not going to show her like they did at the NFL.
Yeah.
Which wasn't even mean towards her.
Right.
She's on the list of like, you can't say anything.
And, you know, if they don't laugh, then it's a problem. Right. You know, so it's sort of
the person you're.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the thing with Joe, and it's like we've all had, you know, I just feel like he got like a big lesson handed to him because it was such a big opportunity. And I think he'll be fine. He has so many fans. And but he threw his writers under the bus and that was not a good look. And, you know, but I'm sure that he like has already learned from that and that he'll be totally fine. But I do want to say that Chelsea Handler
killed,
absolutely destroyed. Killed. And it was, and it was beautiful to see, you know, someone who has, it was not their first rodeo, slaughter like that.
Yeah, she killed it.
Yeah.
Would you do it again? Would you do it solo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. I love writing jokes and doing stupid stuff. I was like, I want to fly. I want to be up in the air and dressed like Spider-Man. Yeah. And it was totally fun. And I would do it again. I think I kind of, in some ways, lucked out that I wasn't the story to come out of that night.
Right. You know? Also, you had the other girls to like lean on, like were three. Like,
oh, that was amazing.
That's really cool too.
That was
but do you think that we have to, like, do you think that award shows, like, we have to make fun of the celebrities for it to be like be an award show?
I have, it's fun, you know, it's fun. Like, it's entertainment and it's fun to hear somebody make fun of people we all know. We can think we're friends and whatever.
Maybe I also, that's a problem though, because you're a peer. And Chelsea is a peer and Joe is like a comedian, but he
doesn't
hasn't
like have
had,
those relationships right. yet.
So maybe it's also that.
And everybody gets nervous because,
right.
And I did roasts, you know, and I know what it's like to have roast jokes about you and the bracing for it in your nervous system and that you can really hurt someone's feelings. So if I'm going to say a joke about anyone, unless they have pretended to be from Spain, I'm going to clear it. With that, but I always clear it with, like, I cleared it with even Leonardo DiCaprio, like, I, you know, cleared it with these
like
people
before.
Yeah, because I don't want to make that mistake.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, well, it's not worth it.
Yeah, you want to be good with Leo.
Be good with Leo.
Be good with Leo.
Yeah, and you know,
and what?
Oh, well, I was gonna say, you know, with Cammy Marone, like, I wanted to be good with her.
Yeah,
I love her. And
yeah,
she's
so
funny.
Cool.
Yeah,
and gorge.
Yeah.
You guys, Life and Beth, season 2 is out now.
I almost got out of here without saying anything that was going to get me in trouble. And then I had to mention.
What did you? You literally didn't mention anything.
Yeah. Okay.
You said Cammy Marone is so funny.
Okay, good. Well, she is. She's a good friend.
And you guys really should watch Life and Beth. Catch up on season 1 if you haven't. It's such a good show. I love it. Amy, it's so good.
Thank you.
It's so good.
I'm so proud of it.
It really is so good.
I'm learning how to be a better director and everything.
And all the episodes are going to be available.
They're all available tonight at midnight. So.
Amazing. Amy, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my God,
I can't
wait
to read those DMs.
No,
you know I'm scrolling
up. Do not.
Oh, I'm scrolling up tonight.
Do not scroll up. Do not scroll up.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.